A flash of light beams over a planet's horizon before pulling back quickly into the vast galaxy, revealing a constellation in the form of a lion rampant. A bright sun shines through misty white clouds that then dissipate. The outer edges of the image fade to black, leaving concentrated rays of sunlight against a blue sky in the center. Lionsgate. Lightning flashes on a black background and morphs into the cracks of a painting of a woman's eye and nose. Lightning strikes once more to reveal the word icon. On a blue background are the words Classic Media TM. A blue balloon painted with a white face and hair dots the eye of the word media. RGH Pictures. Classic Media, in association with Timeless Films, presents an RGH Pictures production. An animated film. Huge fluffy white clouds fill a blue sky. Postman Pat the movie. Beneath the clouds, a dark green steam train with yellow edging chugs its way along a track amongst lush green fields. Thick white smoke billows from its chimney. The steam train crosses a river on a viaduct and passes through a narrow tunnel. The final compartment of the train is a red Royal Mail cargo wagon. The train passes a fenced-off field where a farmer rides on a red tractor and sheep graze the grass. Another farmer with a thick brown moustache stands with his hands on his hips beneath a tree. He's looking for something. A sheep stands above him on a branch. In the next field are grazing cows with spiky horns and long golden fur which covers their eyes. The river flows through the fields and past a mill where Ted stands inspecting the water wheel. An old-fashioned motor car pootles over a bridge. The steam train slows as it pulls into a station.
Now arriving at Greendale Station. Please disembark to your left.
Nearby, Reverend Timms and Major Forbes stroll over a bridge.
Marvellous weather.
Yes, indeed.
Behind them, children play football on the green. The old-fashioned car passes by the children. Up a small hill overlooking the green is a pretty white house with a blue wooden door. Red roses grow up the wall alongside it. The door opens. No one's there. Meow. On the doorstep, a black and white cat wears a postman's cap.
Oh, thanks, Jess. Wouldn't do to forget my hat on such a lovely morning.
Oh, Pat, that's not all you forgot.
Thanks, love.
Pat kisses his wife, who hands him a mug.
Of course, Jess. Extra milk and no coffee.
Jess dips his nose in the mug.
Ah, you're so thoughtful, Sarah. This year, I'm finally taking you on a proper honeymoon, I promise.
Oh, you mean it, Pat? I've always dreamed of a holiday in Italy.
Really? Italy? Do you suppose that's why I sent away for some hotel recommendations in Rome? I'll be getting my bonus today. I'll use it to book our flights.
Whoa!
Sorry, Dad. I'm practicing the trick shot you taught me.
Come on then, Julian. What have you got?
Are you sure, Dad? I'm getting pretty good.
Now, remember what I taught you. Stay loose. You've got to stay loose. Keep it loose.
Julian kicks the ball.
Yes!
Jess pounces on the ball, puncturing it with his claws.
Nice one, son. You're getting better every day. I hear them cheering for you in the stands right now. Pencaster United!
Dad, I don't play for Pencaster. Yet.
Ah, come on. You'll be in the team before you can say boo to a goose.
Jess flies around on the ball as air escapes from the holes. He zooms in through the open window of Pat's red post van.
Have a good day, dear.
Always do. Bye, love. Bye, Julian. Right, how about some music?
Jess shakes himself and pours the radio.
Good morning, Greendale. Here's the Saturday's latest hit single, Please, Mr. Postman. Oh, I wish I was a postman.
Oh, I love this song, Jess.
Bye, love. Bye, Dad.
I'll do back.
Good morning.
Pat drives past a man driving a truck and heads deeper into Greendale Village.
Yeah,
Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Morning, George.
Hello, Pat. Good morning, Pat.
Dr. Gilbertson and Dorothy wave as Pat drives by.
Hello, Pat.
Good morning, Pat.
Hello, Ted. Nice to see you, Amy. Good morning, Constable Selby.
Good morning, Pat.
Lauren waves.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Pat.
Hello, Mr. Clifton.
Morning, Jess.
Morning, Pat.
Pat. Oh, Pat, I have something for you.
Yes, Lizzie.
I have a very special letter for you to deliver.
It's a bit early for letters to Father Christmas, isn't it?
I want to avoid the rush.
Well, this is a very special letter. Mm. I'll make sure it gets delivered.
I knew you would, Pat.
Mm. Thank you, Pat. Say hello to Sarah for me.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Clifton.
Goodbye, Lizzie. Bye, Lauren. Have a good day, Constable.
You too, Pat.
PC Selby waves Pat off.
Wish I was a postman.
Pat pulls up to the post office.
Good morning, Pat.
Hello, Mrs. Goggins. Any local deliveries today?
Just these, Pat.
Thanks.
A few things to keep in mind today, Pat. Michael's repainting his shop, so you mustn't use the letterbox.
Got it.
And Julia Pottage has a dreadful cold, so don't ring the bell.
Right, that's all then.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Let's go, Jess.
Jess is wedged between lots of brown paper parcels. Pat knocks on the door of a large yellow house.
Major Forbes. Delivery, Major Forbes. Major Forbes.
Pat goes to the window.
Hello, Major Forbes.
Major Forbes is reading a book. He has a hearing aid in his ear.
Oh dear, he can't hear us. He really needs these, Jess.
Hearing aid batteries.
I think this calls for manoeuvre 17.
Jess nods and scampers into Pat's hands. Pat launches Jess up towards the chimney. He spins around the chimney stack.
Great job, Jess. Here it comes. Catch!
Pat throws the package up into the sky. It lands on Jess and knocks him off the chimney.
Sorry, Jess. My fault.
Jess clambers back up and peers down the chimney. Jess lands upside down in Major Forbes' fireplace.
Oh, Jess. Well, yes, jolly good to see you. Why didn't you ring the bell?
Jess coughs out a cloud of ash.
Shelley, and there's Tennyson, and oh, Lord Alfred. 5, 6, 7.
Morning, Alf. How's the flock?
Oh, hello, Pat. Fine. Just fine.
Where's Abigail?
Actually, I was just wondering that myself.
Jess nods his head.
Abigail?
The sheep is up a tree.
Oh, Alf. Not again.
Oh, yes. Alf shrugs. Jess lowers down on a rope and grabs onto Abigail.
Well done, Jess.
Pat lowers them down to Alf.
Thanks, Jess. I wish I was a postman.
See you tomorrow, Alf.
Pat gives the thumbs up and Jess salutes Alf as they fly off in a red helicopter with white stripes. At the SDS sorting office, Pat lowers the helicopter onto a helipad on the roof. Pat and Jess exit a lift at ground level.
Well, that was a fine day's work. Mission accomplished. Meow. Oh, we get our bonus today. Sarah seemed very excited about the trip.
Sorry, Pat. Sorry, we're a bit busy.
Hiya, Pat. Hiya, Jess.
Pat! Am I glad to see you?
Hello, Ben. I didn't know SDS did airmail.
We don't. It's a new executive from corporate headquarters. He's replaced my sorting system with more efficient machines. Ooh, and they're very efficiently not working.
Lots of wasted time, space and energy here, Ben. Not sure even my machines can save this place.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
You are Postman Clifton.
It's Pat, actually.
Yes. Slow delivery record.
But apparently you're effective when it comes to misplaced livestock.
Mr. Carbuncle, Pat is our very best postman.
The future of the special delivery service is speed, Mr. Taylor. Not wool gathering. Wool gathering. That was rather good. If I could have everyone's attention. Thank you.
SDS has some exciting and profitable changes in the works.
Hello, Jeff.
From now on, all company tea bags must be used a minimum of 3 times before disposal. Toilet breaks are now BYOP. Bring your own paper.
Would I eat a curry for lunch?
Uh-oh. And it goes without saying, there will be no bonuses this year.
No bonuses? But Italy.
The special delivery service is changing. New ideas, new management. If you want to keep this office open, I suggest you get with the program. I also suggest you get back to work.
Mr. Carbuncle presses a button on his phone and brown paper packages fall from the sky. Night. Postman Pat pulls up and parks outside his house.
Oh, goodness, Jess, what a day. Do you think Sarah will be very disappointed about cancelling the trip?
Meow.
Well, maybe she wasn't looking forward to Italy all that much.
Buongiorno!
Oh, Sarah, are we having a fancy dress party?
No, silly. I just wanted to get us in the mood for our holiday. Come in! Or, as they say in Italy, ti piace Riccio. Oh, or maybe that's something about a hedgehog. Oh, I'm so excited, Pat. Did you know Italian is one of the romantic languages? I've been looking at hotels. Oh, they're a bit expensive.
Sarah,
but we've been looking forward to this trip for so long.
I have to tell you something.
Oh, me too, Pat. I think we should go to Venice first.
Right. Only one small thing. A man from head office came by today. Smoke?
Oh, the caprese salad! Oh, no.
Need some help, love?
Oh, no. I'm all right. Thank you.
Does one actually cook a caprese salad?
She does.
You're the ones back on. Come on, Dad.
You're the one.
Oh, Dad, it's just massive. It's a talent show where ordinary people compete for recording contracts, trips, and all sorts of really amazing prizes.
They sit in the living room watching TV. A man with blonde hair is on screen singing a song. Julian dances along. Jess wiggles his bottom and his tail sways from side to side.
Girl, I'm on a mission to cure my condition. 'Cause without your kissing, my heart's just a prison. So I'm hoping and wishing that, girl, I'm forgiven.
Yes, thank you. That will be enough.
Oh, there's actually quite a bit more.
Don't threaten me. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name's Ronan.
Ronald, they did tell you that this is a talent show.
Well, yes, they did. You know, I do actually have a bit of experience with this.
I'm sorry. Can we get a translator in here? I think he's speaking Australian or something.
Actually, I'm from Ireland originally.
Then I hope all the horseless carriages and aeroplanes here haven't frightened you.
Oh, am I on to the next round then?
If we were playing Russian roulette, Simon says next.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
He's a bit harsh, isn't he?
That's what makes the show so good. Everybody watches it.
I'm Simon Cowbell and we'll be back after this break. Unfortunately.
Simon glumly takes a mug from the director.
Television is a vast wasteland.
All right, this is it. We're up next. All the lessons and work are about to be... Josh, try to remember why we're here. What would I be today if I wasted my life playing video games?
A talent agent with only one client?
Look, laddie, I have swindled a lot of old ladies to pay for your singing lessons, and I will not...
Well, we're back.
Rather, I'm back. With an empty stage, let's take this opportunity to enjoy the silence.
Oh, that's it. You're on, lad. Go on, wee man. Break a leg.
Right. What have you got for us? Josh, is it?
I thought I'd sing a song.
Well, that's refreshing and new.
I've had a few dancing lessons too.
What incredibly useful information. Thank you. Go ahead, steal another 2 minutes of my life.
Yeah. Here we go. Yep. Give me just a little time. I swear I'm gonna steal your mind. Making it seem easy. Why you playing hard to get? You think you got it figured out. Oh, but you don't want to get struck by lightning.
Uh-oh, uh-oh,
there you go. Struck by lightning, you can't fight it.
Uh-oh, uh-oh,
ooh. Struck by lightning.
Pat looks up from the Italy guide.
Is everything all right, love?
Yes, 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 everything's fine. I mean... Tutto la dolce vita.
On the TV, Josh is still singing and dancing away.
Struck by lightning, can't stop crying for me. Ooh, 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 boom, boom, boom.
That's it. I've seen a lot of putrid, revolting, stomach-churning, horrifically bad acts tonight. And that was not one of them. Congratulations, Josh. You're on to the next round.
We did it! We did it! Random deal here! We stopped yesterday!
I'm gonna be rich.
Next week, You're the One auditions are coming to Greendale. Sorry, that's Greendale.
Dad, did you hear that? They're coming here.
Hmm? Oh, that's nice, Julian.
And remember, contestants, this year the grand prize is a recording contract, a lifetime supply of pot noodles, and an all-expense-paid trip to Italy. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo. What? Hang on, did you say Italy?
That's right, Italy.
Hold on, just, I don't have a pen.
And for those of you in Greendale without pens, auditions are this Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Sunday at...
5 o'clock. When the little hand is on the 5 and the big hand is straight up.
Got it.
I know I'm the one. It's time to see if...
You're the one!
If it means a trip to Italy for Sarah, I certainly hope I am the one.
Right. Who's hungry for a nice Italian dinner? I mean, chicken carcatore.
Wow, Mum. That looks...
It looks amazing, love.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Sarah blows at a flame on the end of her fake moustache. At STS headquarters...
So, Edwin, my lad, how are you settling in? Feeling like part of the SDS family yet? Now, I may be the CEO of the oldest package delivery service in England, but I want you to think of me as your slightly older uncle.
My uncle was eaten by dingoes, Mr. Brown.
Really? How strange. That's exactly what happened to the man who used to have your job.
What a bizarre coincidence. Now, if I may, I have noticed SDS employs a lot of people.
Ah, yes. The best part of running a business, working with people.
People slow a company down. SDS does not need people. It needs machines. This programmable postman is 10 times faster than a human. The perfect worker. This is the future of SDS.
Well, I don't know about that.
I've already begun running tests.
A projection plays a video. SDS, Technology and Cybernetics Division. Test 1.
I've never been in a film before. This is very exciting. Oh, a knock at the door. What should I do now?
Just answer it as you usually would.
Oh. Hello?
This is your mail. This is your mail.
We have had some problems finding a customer-friendly design for the robots.
Test 2.
Again?
Yes, again.
Do I have to?
If you want your £2, Mother.
She opens the door. She shuffles nervously to the door.
Delivery! Delivery, old woman! Delivery!
She covers her eyes.
You will accept the fruit basket! You will accept! You will accept! You will accept! You will accept!
She faints.
That was cash upon delivery!
Yes, well, that was, very nice, Edwin. Lovely cinematography.
My point, sir, is that the UDM 3000 can increase profits 500%.
What, the evil robot? Oh, no, 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 no. I don't think terrifying people is really the SDS way. Here, have a lolly from the good try jar. And I'm sure your next idea will be loads better. So, let's end the meeting. I think we've covered everything. You're the one he's on, and I never miss that show.
SDS will use my robots, Mr. Brown. And once they've replaced your postman, I'll replace you.
Come on, Dad. You don't want to be late for the auditions.
I'm surprised you're doing this, dear. You usually hate the spotlight.
It's not for me, Sarah. It's...
Jess shakes his head.
Well, it's a chance to perform on the telly.
Oh, and what will you be singing?
Well, I was wondering, would you mind terribly if I did our wedding song?
Oh, Pat, that's so romantic. Of course I don't mind.
Well then, I suppose we should get to it. I wonder if anyone else from town has heard about the audition.
Greendale Village Hall is filled to the brim with people practicing their acts.
Daddy, what's all that? Oh, yes.
Toro! Toro? Bessie, why won't you Toro? It's Toro.
Once more, the diaphragm.
Is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of yours?
Oh, yes. Folk have often said how much I look like Michael Bublé.
No, it's Justin Bieber you want to be.
Isn't it exciting, Pat?
Oh, yes, I suppose it's very exciting.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Sarah. Hey, Julian.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, I am the very model of a modern Major General of Information Festival.
I don't care. I am sick of schlepping from one backwater village to the next, auditioning tatty country bumpkins and their amazing musical sheep.
Simon, we're on in 5.
Oh, right. Let's get this over with. Show me what Grimdale has to offer.
That's Greendale, Simon.
Whatever. Another wasteland of talentless wannabes. Yes?
I'm Dorothy Thompson.
And I'm her husband, Alf. Pleased to meet you.
I can't believe I'm actually meeting you, Simon. This is the closest I've ever been to a real celebrity. Well, my second cousin was the national clog dancing champion, but
Charming. Are you one of the local judges?
Me? On television?
permission? Oh, yes, 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 yes!
You're the other judge, then?
Yes, certainly. Though I do usually leave the judging to a higher power. Unless it's an obvious knees competition, then I'm an expert.
I can never unsee that.
Wilf and Josh enter the bustling village hall. Josh is engrossed in a video game.
Oh, pardon me.
Well, if this is the best they've got, that recording contract is in the bag.
Was I supposed to bring a bag?
And we are live in 15 seconds. Lights, cameras on standby. Take your seats, contestants, to the stage, please. Yes, that's right, Bennett, right over there. Do we have playback? We are live in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Pat nervously adjusts his tie and looks down at Jess, who smiles up at him. The opening titles of You're the One. A golden number one bursts out of the night sky and zooms over green fields and London landmarks. Simon addresses the camera.
Hello and welcome to another hour of television magic. I know I'm the one. It's time to see if...
You're the one!
Sir, if we could just discuss my robot...
Shush! They're starting.
We're in Greendale tonight.
That's Greendale!
Whatever. Oh, let's just get this over with.
RJ sets up a turntable. Nisha is dressed as a train.
Hurry up!
Hi, everybody! Oh, it's bright up here, isn't it?
Are you ready?
Yes. Do you have everything?
Do I have everything? I think I have everything. Yes, yes, yes. I have everything. Your smokestack is crooked.
Oh, it is? Is this better?
A little more to the left.
Like this?
I'm not interrupting you, am I?
Oh, no, not
it's
at all.
Wonderful to meet you, Simon.
I'm sure it is. And you are?
We are the Trainworks!
Oh, no.
Yo, 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 check it! MCRJ has a sick beat to drop on y'all. Any?
And the train's on the Pencastle Greendale line. Leaving the station, it is on time. Wave the flag on, drop the road sign. The Pencastle station, 0600.
All right, that's enough. Stop it. Stop.
Sorry.
Are you winding me up? Was that for real? Train works? It's more like train wrecks. Judges.
I rather thought the trains were nice. Choo-choo.
Oh, yes, I thought it was rather sweet.
Invaluable insight. Obviously, this act has jumped the track. Simon says next.
Okay, thank you, Simon. Thank you.
DGRJ Fresh, out. Peace.
Alf blows a pitch whistle.
Why is there always a sheep act?
Alas, poor Yorick. What's all this then?
I was having a nightmare. Oh, wait, I still am.
Mrs. Goggins plays the bagpipes.
Horrible. Next.
Four Greendalers and a cow jig across the stage.
Next.
Bunnies are cuddly, the large of the small. But I like the chocolate ones, best of them all.
Next.
Call me Ishmael.
Next.
A man's in a large brown potato sack wrapped in chains.
Well, this is going about as well as I expected.
Any moment.
Next. Next.
I'm all right.
Hello. Next, please. Live television show going on here.
That's you, Dad.
Next.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking
next.
This isn't the best
Don't
time.
Don't worry. You'll be brilliant.
He doesn't seem to be in a very good mood.
Next.
Just think of it as singing in the shower, only in front of a lot of people. With clothes on.
So, you're a... let me guess... a postman?
How did you know that?
Wild guess. Name?
Pat.
Postman Pat?
Oh, look at that, Edwin. One of our team is on the telly. Isn't that lovely?
A robot would never embarrass the company like this.
Well, Postman Pat, what will you be dazzling us with this evening?
Well, I thought I'd sing my wife Sarah's favourite song.
Ooh, I'm all a-tingle.
So should I just start then?
Well, that is why you got all dressed up.
Pat sets down his CD player. He presses a button and a CD flies out.
Sorry. Sorry, I just had a bit of a... Sorry. Oh. No, I missed my... I wasn't supposed to... Hang on a minute. Come on, can I just start again, please?
Please, take your time. I'm sure it will be worth the wait.
Pat looks unhappy.
Dad's muffed it, hasn't he, Mum?
Pat's eyes dart about, he adjusts his tie and takes a large gulp. Julian puts his head in his hands. Sarah stands up. Outside, clouds part and moonlight shines through the window, illuminating Sarah in the audience. She reaches out her arms to Pat.
Late one
kept to myself until now. And I saw your face, and somehow it seems I lost you somewhere in the crowd. Where will I go? What would I do? Who would I be if I didn't have you?
Everyone looks awestruck. Pat remembers his and Sarah's wedding day. They cut their wedding cake. He carries her over the threshold and she takes off his hat and throws it into the garden. Sarah and Pat look proud as Julian takes his first steps. Sarah gives Pat a basket with a label on it saying, "Happy birthday, Pat." Jess as a kitten is sitting inside. They walk alongside the watermill as a family and swap presents at Christmas time. Pat's face falls as the audience look up at him in stunned silence.
Or I could try something else, if you didn't like that one.
Everyone's on their feet, clapping for Pat. Sarah blows him a kiss and he adjusts his glasses.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Ow, what'd you do that for?
Wouldn't clap for your enemy.
But he's good.
I'm gonna have to keep an eye on this postman, Pat.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness me. They certainly seem to like him, don't they?
A photo of a robot.
Yes. Yes, they do.
I am absolutely gobsmacked. It makes sense you're a postman, Pat, because you know how to deliver. You're through to the finals in London. Congratulations, postman Pat.
Jess jumps into Pat's arms.
You did it, Dad. You did it. I'm so proud, love.
Julian and Sarah hug Pat. The headline in the London Post newspaper reads, "Postie going all the way." In the Daily Blah, the headline says, "Pat on the back for Pat." Another newspaper, "Postman Pat delivers the goods." Sarah reads the Times.
A local postman surprised the world yesterday with his letter-perfect performance on the popular talent show, You're the One. He deserves a real pat on the back.
That's kind of them, but we're not in Italy yet.
What was that about Italy, dear?
I'll get that.
Pat answers the phone.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Carbuncle. It's Mr. Carbuncle. Oh, you saw that, sir? Well, it was just a bit of a laugh. The company headquarters? Immediately. I'll be right there, sir. They want me down at head office. Something about having seen me on the show last night. I hope they don't want me to quit the contest.
Well, you certainly don't have to carry on with the show, love. You're already a winner to me.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. But I'm sure I can explain it all to Mr. Brown.
At Special Delivery Services headquarters, Pat chats to Mr. Carbuncle and Mr. Brown.
I was just trying to win a trip to Italy for my wife. I hope I didn't do anything wrong.
Wrong? No! Certainly not, my boy. We couldn't be happier. How would you like to be the Special Delivery Service's official spokesman?
We'd like to build a publicity campaign all around you. Endorsements, public appearances, merchandising. We want to make Postman Pat synonymous with the SDS across the whole of Britain. It was Mr. Brown's idea.
It was? Oh, well, as I always say, there's no I in team.
But why would anyone want these things? I'm just an ordinary postman.
Listen to him, Edwin. He's so modest.
He has a lot to be modest about.
Yes. Pardon?
Look at this, Pat. We've even got a teleprogram in development with puppets.
Who'd watch something like that?
Marketing has come up with your new theme song. Have a listen.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat in his black and white
cap. Catchy, isn't it?
Early in the morning, just as day
oh. Is dawning, well, it's interesting, I suppose.
We've already scheduled you for extra rehearsals, arranged plenty of personal appearances, and booked you on all the major chat shows.
Mr. Carbuncle, I don't think I'll have the time. My job, you see...
is already covered.
Mr. Carbuncle presses a button on his phone. The lights flash on a chamber which bursts open. Steam gushes out, and standing inside is a robot identical to Pat.
The Patbot 3000. This mechanical marvel will be taking over your postal duties. Temporarily, of course.
You're teasing. Nobody will really think that's me.
Hello, Pat. You can count on me. The special delivery always gets through. Mission accomplished.
Oh, perhaps they will.
Of course, you mustn't breathe a word of this to anyone. The consequences would be unfortunate.
Yes, mustn't dilute your brand, as they say. Postman Pat. Postman
Excuse me, sir, but doesn't this all seem a bit dishonest?
Pat, think of your friends at the sorting office. Think of Bill.
Ben.
Whatever. We want to do everything we can to make sure that office stays open, don't we?
Well, I suppose it would be all right for a little while.
Wonderful. Wonderful, lads. That's the team spirit.
Excellent, Clifton. Now here's what we'll do. Meet me tomorrow morning at the sorting office. Come alone.
Patbot stares vacantly with his big blue eyes. The next morning, Pat drives to Pencaster's sorting office in his van and parks up outside.
Just give me a moment, Jess. I'll be right back. Mr. Carbuncle? Are you here, Mr. Carbuncle?
Clifton, you're late.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I was helping my son with his football practice.
This is not a moment to be late for, Clifton. This is the start of a bold new era for the Special Delivery Service.
Nice to see you, Pat.
Hello, Pat. Bot. Are you sure this is a good idea, Mr. Carbuncle? He might need someone to help him on his round.
I have thought of that.
A robot version of Jess appears around the corner. It has evil green eyes and sharp teeth.
Adorable, isn't he?
Oh, yes, it's very adorable. Pat Bot. Do you know what to do?
The Patbot 3000 is fully programmed in all SDS procedures and protocols. I designed his matrix myself.
Oh, I see. Well then, good luck. And remember, the most important thing for a postman is...
speed, efficiency, ruling the world.
Well, I was going to say being friendly, you know, the human touch. You are programmed for that, aren't you?
Of course. Patbot, show Clifton how friendly you can be.
Patbot's mouth stretches slowly into a huge, toothy grin. He kicks Jessbot, who bares his sharp teeth.
That's a lot of teeth, but not exactly...
Time to kick the babies out of the nest, Clifton.
Well then, let me know if I can be of any help, Patbot.
Patbot marches off.
Good morning, Ben. I am Postman Pat.
Hello, Pat.
I am here to deliver the post because I am Postman Pat, the postman.
You feeling all right there, Mucker?
The special delivery always gets through. Do not be suspicious. This is just the cat because I am Postman Pat.
Okay.
Let me open the door, Ben, because I am friendly and also nice and in no way part of a plot to take over the SDS for an evil corporate executive.
Patbot breaks the door.
Been working out, Pat.
No time to chat. We've got a special delivery. Get ready for takeoff. Goodbye, lovely day.
Okay. Have a good day, Pat.
Everything is shipshape. Hello, I am Postman Pat. Jess the cat, I forgot my post bag. Please get it for me. This is not a trick to get you out of the van, Jess the cat.
Jess looks confused and scampers out of the van window and into the sorting office. Jessbot takes Jess's place.
We've got a special delivery. No
Patbot reverses at speed into the sorting office.
My van! Does he have insurance?
Better. He's under warranty.
Rise and shine. Well done. I would love a cup of tea. I am Postman Pat, the special delivery always.
Patbot bursts out of the sorting office barrier, narrowly avoiding a red SDS limo that's pulling in. The limo nearly runs Jess over.
Come on, Jess. Time to go.
Jess looks shocked to see Pat.
Hurry, hurry. We don't want to be late for Pat's big interview. London, James, and don't spare the horses.
Ben is trapped under the door that Patbot broke off its hinges.
Hello?
Anyone? Little help?
The mission to deliver anything, anytime.
Hey!
Huh?
Good morning, Pat!
What's wrong with Pat?
The special delivery always gets through.
Morning. Morning.
I am not evil. I have only misunderstood.
Stop! In the name of the law!
I do not.
PC Selby jumps out of the way.
Say, that's not my pet at all.
Lauren and Lizzie look on.
Morning, Mrs. Goggins. I am Postman Pat.
Oh, Pat! The Reverend and I were just saying how much we enjoyed your singing last night. I had an uncle who had gone to the
The special delivery always gets through. I do not.
Pat Pot snatches some letters from Mrs. Goggins.
Mission accomplished.
My, that wasn't like Pat at all.
I hope this telly business isn't too much for the lad.
They look concerned. On the TV show Coffee Chat, Pat and Josh sit on a sofa either side of the host.
Good morning, Britain. Today we have two very special guests I'm sure you'll all recognise. The finalists from You're the One. It's Postman Pat and Jesh.
Jesh? Who is Jesh? His name isn't Jeshua. His name is...
His name is...
Sorry. But I'm allergic to cats.
Jess sniffs his furry armpit.
Marvellous. So, Pat, how are you enjoying your new celebrity? Decorated your dressing room yet?
No, I don't... I usually get dressed at home.
Isn't he scrumptious?
Josh wears clothes nearly all the time, don't you, Josh?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
Great. Pat, is it hard to balance working as a postman with your singing career?
Oh, well, I wouldn't call it a singing career, exactly.
Oh, Josh would. Singing is all he thinks about, unless it's dancing. He's an entertainment machine, that boy.
Really?
Anytime, day or night, he's ready to perform. Aren't you, Joshy lad?
Josh plays a video game with Jess.
Pat, your cat's amazing. He's already beaten Will's high score. What's his name?
Oh, that's Jess. He's my best mate. I really don't think I could get through the day without him.
Aww. I wish I had a cat.
Well, there you have it, folks. All it takes to be a star is talent and a black and white cat.
What? No, wait, you don't need cats. Cats are rubbish. No, I just meant, don't you want to hear Josh sing?
Wilf sneezes into the host's face.
And we're out.
Nigel, what did I tell you? Never book children, authors, or Scotsmen. I have pokies in my head.
No, wait, it's not my fault. It's my allergies, please don't.
Wilf steps on a coffee table, which flips into the air and lands on his head.
Great job, Pat.
Oh, well, thank you.
You killed them, Pat.
I did. Is that good?
Would you like a cappuccino, Mr. Clifton?
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you. But I really should be getting home. My son has football practice.
Oh, of course. Right after your next interview.
Next?
Oh, just a few more. People can't get enough of Postman Pat.
Really? Oh, well, I suppose we could stay a bit longer. Hey, Jess?
Jess is lapping at a cappuccino. He lifts his head and has a foam beard. Night. The red SDS limo pulls up outside Pat's house in Greendale.
Wonderful job today, my boy. Well done. Remember, rehearsals tomorrow.
I'll remember. Good night, Mr. Brown.
Pat and Jess yawn as they walk into their house. Sarah is asleep in an armchair in the living room holding a cordless phone. Pat removes his hat and kisses Sarah's nose.
Sorry I'm so late, love. I did 3 interviews. I really think the people on set like me.
Pat, I got some calls today. People said you were acting strangely on your route.
I was. Oh, I'll have to talk to Mr. Carbuncle about that.
Pat, I'm worried about you.
No need, love. You just concentrate on planning our Italy trip. Trust me, love. Everything will sort itself out.
She smiles up at him. Day, Josh and Wilf sit in a cafe.
Ugh. The whole world's gone bonkers for this Pat Clifton fella. We have to up our game, Joshy boy. You need to be on fire at the finals next week. Charm them. Make them love you.
Mm-hmm. Charm, love. Got it.
Wilf sighs, Rove.
This might sound crazy, but do you hear someone singing about...
Wilf grabs Josh's games console.
Get me that.
Hey, I was playing that.
Yeah, I'll play you, you be... What? He's got a video game?
Oh, yeah, it's great, Wilf. You deliver mail, have a cat, and are nice to people. Every now and again, you can rescue a sheep. It's the hottest game around. Totally massive.
Wilf looks unimpressed and flings the console over his shoulder. It hits Major Forbes in the head.
Oh, I did not pay for your singing lessons, your dancing lessons, and your hair care lessons for you to lose to that postman!
Wilf, you know, he's actually pretty good. I'll do my best. But how about we just let the best man win?
Best man? Nobody ever got anywhere in show business by relying on talent. I see I will have to take matters into my own hands. I have been following that post-hoc performer for a week. I know everything about him. When he sleeps, his roots, the colour of his boxer shorts on Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's in no way creepy.
I am going to stamp out that postman post-haste.
In the kitchen at the Clifton's house, Sarah places a red apple into a brown paper bag.
Well, how do I look?
What happened to your glasses, dear?
Oh, they're a lighting problem on the set, and my makeup assistant says they make me look a bit dodgy.
I've always liked them. Here, in case you don't get a chance to eat lunch after work.
Oh, thank you, love. This is so thoughtful. Oh, I gotta go, Sarah. My limo's outside.
Don't forget the tailors are coming around for tea tonight.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
But, Dad, I thought we were going to practice my football kicks. My match is this week.
Oh, sorry, Julian, I completely forgot. I will make time before your big match, I promise.
Oh, okay.
That's my boy. I'll be home early.
Pat! Over here! Pat!
Cool! Paparazzi!
Pat, how does it feel to be everyone's favourite postman?
Smile, Jess!
Americans really making a move, Pat. Have you always loved cats?
Your friends want to know everything, right?
No inspiration.
Oh, well, I might be a bit later than I thought.
Don't be too late, dear. The tailors are...
Well, hello.
Photos from
Italy. Hi, how are you?
Sarah puts her arm around Julian. In a TV studio, Pat holds up a box of cereal called Postman Pops. He gives a thumbs up and winks at the camera. Patbot marches up to Major Forbes' door and hammers on it with his fist. He and Jessbot exchange menacing smiles. Patbot smashes his arm through the living room window and throws a package at Major Forbes' head. Major Forbes leans out of the window, shaking his fist. Patbot screeches around a country lane. Wilf hides behind a tree, watching him through a pair of binoculars. He smiles over at a collection of black and orange arrows saying detour, which point to a pond full of circling sharks. Patbot smashes through the arrows in his van, sending them flying through the air in Wilf's direction. A small arrow sticks out of Wilf's bottom. Pat cuts through a red ribbon with a large pair of golden scissors. The chat show host kisses him on the cheek and flutters her eyelashes. Alf points up a tree where one of his sheep is sitting. Patbot smiles his broad smile and flings Alf up into the tree along with the rest of his sheep. Patbot doffs his cap and marches off. People clap as Jess imprints his paws into some cement. They cheer as Pat sticks his face in. Julian plays football, watched by Sarah and Lauren. Patbot drives in front of the goalpost, blocking Julian's shot. Julian, Sarah and Lauren are wide-eyed. Patbot hands Lizzie her letter to Father Christmas. It's stamped with insufficient postage, returned to sender. Patbot zooms off across the football pitch. At Dorothy's cottage, Patbot hands Dorothy a letter. He reverses in a cloud of dust and rubble, revealing that he's run over her beautiful flower garden. Dorothy blinks and faints, falling backwards on her doorstep. Wilf rubs his hands together and pushes a giant boulder down a hill. Patbot looks out through the windscreen and sees the huge boulder hurtling in his direction. Wilf covers his eyes. When he peeks out, he's taken aback by Patbot, who's standing next to him, holding the boulder aloft with one arm. He drops it on Wilf's head, doffs his cap and walks off. On a London street, Pat is surrounded by fans. He signs autographs. Jess adds his paw print. Nearby, Mr. Carbuncle and Mr. Brown watch and smile delightedly at each other. At the Clifton's house, Sarah and Julian sit at the kitchen table. Sarah looks glumly over at the clock, which says 6:10. She smiles and shrugs her shoulders at the tailors, who sit across the table looking miserable. They see her looking at them and smile broadly back at her. Sarah goes to the phone and dials a number. Mr. Carbuncle is holding Pat's jacket. He takes out Pat's phone and sees Sarah's calling. He frowns and presses the ignore button. In Greendale, Wilf has tied rope between two trees across a road. Patbot speeds around the bend, straight into the rope. Wilf's eyes bulge as the van zooms backwards in his direction. The van runs him over, leaving his limbs at strange angles. Simon Cowbell reveals a poster which shows Pat dressed in his postman's uniform with the words, Greendale winner. At rehearsal, Pat leans casually on a mic stand.
you I'm lost, like a man at sea, and with you is where
I am. Sarah walks into the auditorium with Jess at her side.
Sarah?
Sorry, pet baby. I tried to stop her, but the cat let her in.
No, it's fine. It's quite all right, Robin. That's my wife.
Okay, take five, everybody.
Hi, love. I'm surprised to see you here.
Pat, we need to talk. You don't answer my phone calls. You get home after midnight.
I am sorry, love, but I have to win this competition. I wish I could explain.
Can't you try? Please?
Pat closes his eyes and takes a deep breath.
Look, I'm doing this show because...
I hope I'm not interrupting. Pat, Mr. Brown needs to see you. Immediately.
I'll be right back, love. Mr. Brown, you wanted to see me?
I did. Oh, I did.
Sarah, is it? I know you want to support your husband. We all do. But coming here was a bad idea.
It was?
Well, he wouldn't say it, but this means a lot to him. I'm sure you understand. Pat needs to focus on his performance. No demands, no distractions. You do want your husband to be happy, don't you?
Pat, can I have your autograph?
Oh, yes.
Well, it seems like this is what he wants.
Yes, it is. I know it's difficult, but sometimes when you really love someone, the best thing you can do is to let them go.
Sarah looks down sadly.
Good news, Pat. I've invited all of Greendale to the You're the One finals, front row seats. Compliments of your SDS family.
Thank you, sir. I'm sure everyone will appreciate it.
No trouble at all, my boy. You are doing great things for the company. It's like my great uncle Thaddeus used to say. It's all about the human
yes,
touch.
Yes, yes, very true. Could you excuse me, sir? I need to go.
Of course, my boy. No rest for the weary, eh?
Mr. Carbuncle, where's Sarah? She was just here.
I don't know. Well, she did say she had other things to do. You know how women are. Don't worry, Pat. Once you take her on that trip to Italy, she'll realize this was all for her.
I suppose. If I win.
If? You know we're all behind you. 100%. Lose the cat.
Robin looks down at Jess, who grins up at him. Jess flies out of the stage door and slides down a brick wall. A bin is on its side and a crushed drinks can lands on his head. In Pencaster, Jess walks down the street with his head hanging unhappily. Julian rides along on his bike. He's wearing a blue helmet.
Jess? Oi, Jess!
Meow.
I see you're not with Dad either. Seems like he doesn't have much time for us since he got famous. I thought I'd drop by the sorting office. Maybe see if he had time for a chat or some footy. You want to come along?
Jess nods up at Julian with big green eyes and they run across the road to the sorting office where the residents of Greendale are gathered in the forecourt.
It looks like everyone in town's here. I wonder what's going on, Jess.
Ben, you've just got to do something about Pat. He poured cement over my rose garden and all he said was, faster route, lovely day, I am not a robot.
He was downright rude to me.
He has been flagrantly disregarding traffic laws.
Oh, something's the matter with him. He's not acting like Pat at all.
He's really getting up my nerves.
It's the celebrity. It's gone to his head.
Look, I know he's been a bit off lately, but this is Pat we're talking about. He'd never let us down on purpose.
Yes, that's true. To forgive is divine.
Tell that to my petunias.
Pat's under a lot of pressure. I'm sure he'll be back to normal once this telly business blows over.
What touching loyalty, don't you think, Pat?
Mr. Carbuncle, are you here with more upgrades?
You could say that.
Let's step into my office.
It's not your office anymore, Taylor. You're fired.
You're replacing me?
With Pat. His delivery times are the quickest SDS has ever seen. He is the postman of the future!
Pat, you're not going along with this, are you?
Clean out your office, Ben. I want you off the premises in 10 minutes.
You won't have to wait that long, Pat. Come on, Lauren. We're leaving.
And you may as well take your ex-employees with you.
I can't believe it. I used too much toilet paper.
Pat, you don't mean it.
Pat, how could you?
Oh, no. That was uncalled for.
Madam, this is private property and you are trespassing. Shall I ring someone to show you out?
Well, I never did.
I'd never have believed it.
That Pat has turned into a real stinker.
He certainly has.
Never.
Dad, you can't do this. Ben is your best friend. You've always told me the most important things in the world are friends and family. Didn't you mean it?
The most important things in the world are efficiency, profit, success.
Dad?
You heard your father. Now why don't you run along and take that with you?
Mr. Carbuncle points at Jess, who looks between them all with wide eyes. Julian bows his head and walks away slowly. Patbot waves.
Robots, report for duty. We're taking over this operation.
At last, no more inefficient humans cluttering up my mailroom.
Now that everyone loves Postman Pat, they'll turn a blind eye as I replace every delivery man in the special delivery service with my glorious money-making machines. Profits will skyrocket. The board of directors will retire that weak-kneed Brown and promote me to CEO. And I won't stop there. We'll diversify into other businesses. We'll make automated bank tellers, robotic technical support, even computer-animated movies!
Fly, my pretties! Fly! Fly! Today, England! Tomorrow, the world!
A swarm of SDS helicopters fly overhead. At Pat's house, the SDS limo pulls up with Mr. Brown in the back.
Sarah, Julian, our lift's here. Is everyone ready to go to London?
Julian and Sarah exchange glances.
We're not coming.
Not coming? But this is the final competition. Julian, you don't want to miss this, do you?
Good luck, Dad. I hope you win.
Julian walks away sadly.
Son? What's the matter with Julian? I thought he was looking forward to this.
We just don't want to get in your way. I'm sure you'll do really well without us.
She kisses him on the cheek.
Good luck.
Sarah? Sarah? But I don't want to... All right, I'll be home after.
Pat walks glumly to the front door with his packed lunch in his hand. He looks up the stairs before heading outside. Jess sits on the front gatepost. Pat smiles when he sees him.
Well, I suppose it's just you and me then, Jess.
Jess shakes his head and strides away.
Jess? Jess?
Pat, wearing a sequined blue suit with red and yellow trim, looks at the limo despondently and gets in. Jess looks over his shoulder and his ears droop. Inside the limo, Mr. Brown is on his phone.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Oh, well, I'll tell him. Thank you.
It's the strangest thing, Pat. Nobody from Greendale wanted the tickets I sent them.
Oh.
Pat looks down sadly.
Cheer up, my boy. SDS loves the publicity you've given us. You've a lot to be proud of. You should be a very happy man.
Pat continues staring at the floor. He sighs. They drive up a hill and out of Greendale. Ben walks through the village. Patbot whizzes past the post office in his van.
Ben, I am Postman Pat. I would love a cup of tea.
Well, it's all right for you, isn't it?
The special delivery always gets through.
Hello, Ben. Am I seeing things?
More and more post vans with Patbots at the wheel drive through the village. Two pause alongside each other and lean out of their windows.
Ready for takeoff.
I am Postman Pat.
I am also Postman Pat.
Have a good day.
The special delivery.
All right, there is definitely something funny going on around here.
Ben goes to his blue moped and puts on a Union Jack helmet. He scoots off in the direction of Pencaster. Meanwhile, Jess is padding slowly down the road. A Patbot van passes him and Jessbot grins an evil grin at Jess out of the window. Jess shakes his head in disbelief, then runs after the van. Ben rides alongside Jess on his scooter.
Hop on, Jess.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Ben and Jess follow one of the post vans to the Pencaster sorting office. Ben and Jess watch from behind the forecourt barrier as Patbot and Jessbot head inside the sorting office.
Morning, Mrs.
All right, you pestilent postie. I'm gonna return you to sender.
Inside, Wilf stands on a balcony and unties a rope, releasing a wooden crate which lands on top of Patbot.
Am I not?
He releases another crate on Jessbot.
You should have stuck to letters, Pat. You need to be willing to stop at nothing to make it in showbiz. I learned that from Hannah Montana. Ah, see how well you sing from inside a box, you little... Eh? No, stop.
Patbot bursts out of the crate.
Hello?
What? It can't be.
Do not run in terror. The special delivery values customer satisfaction.
Jessbot bursts out of his box.
Stay away from me.
Efficient. Would you like a stamp?
I said get back! I wanted you!
Wilf holds up a huge magnet which is wrapped in brown paper and string. Patbot's head shakes from side to side and sparks fly out of his ears.
Daisy, give me...
Patbot topples over.
Change Crivens and help my Bob. He's a robot.
But if Pat's been replaced by robots, then I have to talk to Sarah.
The magnet turned him off.
System rebooting. Alert, alert. Cover blown. Recall protocols initiated. Return to carbuncle. Return to...
Jess narrows his eyes determinedly and follows Patbot and Jessbot.
Alert, alert. Oh, no, Pat. You won't get away that easy.
On the roof.
Recall protocols initiated. Return to...
Jess runs out onto the helipad as Patbot and Jessbot make their escape in an STS helicopter. He pounces on the back of it.
Alert, alert. Recall protocols initiated. Return to...
The people of Pencaster run for safety as Patbot flies upside down, dangerously close to the ground.
This is just too good to be true. Postman Pat's a cheat. Robots can't enter talent competitions. I win.
Wilf drives off in a forklift truck. Outside Anne's Lane Theatre.
And it seems all of England is tuning in tonight to watch the You're the One finals. Excitement at the theatre is high as crowds await the arrival of media sensation, Postman Pat. And here he is now.
Pat clasps his packed lunch close to his chest as he's greeted by fans and paparazzi.
Oh, hi, Pat. Where's Jess? He isn't coming.
Hey, you're okay, mate?
I don't know.
Josh touches Pat's shoulder. Mr. Brown gives a thumbs up.
Josh! Just one more cheek!
Pat makes his way backstage.
Good luck tonight, Pat.
Break a leg, Pat. Knock him dead, buddy.
He ignores the production staff as they wish him well. He sits on a stool in front of a light bulb rimmed mirror and looks sadly at the pink post-it note on his packed lunch, which says, "We love you." He opens up the brown bag and takes out a sandwich, a satsuma, and a photo of him with Sarah, Julian, and Jess. On the back is a message: "I hope you get everything you want. Love, Sarah." He looks back at the picture, then at his reflection in the mirror.
I feel like a very happy man.
Mr. Carbuncle appears.
Something the matter, Pat?
Oh, Mr. Carbuncle. Well, it's just... this all feels like a mistake. I'm not a performer. I'm a postman. I should talk to Mr. Brown.
Oh, no. You're not ruining this now. I finally got that fool of a CEO where I want him. If it were up to him, SDS would stay a quaint little delivery service dedicated to customer service and the human touch. Blah!
But I thought that's what all this was for, to help keep SDS the way it's always been.
Your publicity was to make people love Postman Pat. Now I can replace all of SDS's human workers with Patbots. And when I become CEO, SDS will become the biggest, most profitable company in the world.
No. No, I won't go along with that.
Sorry, Pat. Didn't I mention I don't need you anymore either?
What do you mean by...
Hello, Pat.
Oh.
You can count on me. The special delivery always gets through. Mission accomplished.
Patbot's eyes glow red. He shoves Pat into an abandoned dressing room.
Nice working with you, Pat.
No, wait, don't. Oi, hey, you can't do this.
Let me out. Let me out.
pulls on the door handle, then gives up and sits in front of another bulbed mirror. In the reflection, he can see a poster of himself in his postman's uniform, wearing his glasses, holding Jess.
What have I done? I've given up everything and everyone who cared about me for this. And I don't even recognise myself anymore. Oh, I've been such a fool.
Pat's eyes grow wide. He goes over to the poster and peers at the picture of Jess. He looks puzzled. He puts his ear to the poster, then lifts it up.
Jess!
Jess is tapping at the window. He's wearing Pat's hat. At Greendale Village Hall.
Attention! Can I have everyone's attention, please?
Now, just shush!
Thank you for gathering on such short notice. Look, I know you've all been upset with Pat's behaviour lately.
Upset? He traumatised my sheep.
Four of our sheep perch on the rafters. One falls.
Yeah, but that wasn't Pat. The thing that's been delivering mail this past week is a robot. A robot?
That's not possible.
Pat always seems so human to me.
Come to think of it, that does explain his cat leaking oil.
And his flaunting of the law.
I know everyone's been angry at Dad lately. Seems like he's been too busy for any of us. But Dad's helped us loads of times. Remember when he hoed your field, Alf?
Aye, that I do.
He brought our Lizzie soup when she was sick.
He always gives to charity.
He picked my berries.
He's my best friend.
I've been such a fool.
Pat's always been there for us. And now it's time for us to be there for him. So who's with me?
The residents of Greendale pile out of the village hall into various modes of transport. They speed past a field where a horned cow chomps at the grass. His head whips from side to side as he watches them drive by. Four of Alf's sheep trot along behind. Sarah and Julian stand in the engineer's compartment of the steam train. The rest of Alf's sheep are piled high in a carriage at the rear. A lone sheep sits on top of the train looking out at the track behind them, where another lone sheep hops along in hot pursuit. The opening titles of You're the One. A huge gold number one zooms through the night sky over green hills and famous London landmarks and over residential rooftops. The number one explodes and Simon walks out onto a stage to an opening in the shape of a number one. He waves to the excited audience.
This is it. We are finally here. Our season finale where the top contestants test their talents in a battle to be the best. And this time, I actually care. I know I'm the one. It's time to see if...
Mr. Brown sits alone on the front row.
There you are, Edwin. I thought you might miss the show.
No, Mr. Brown. I just had some last-minute business to attend to.
Our first contestant is a fan favourite who's new to showbiz. The postie with the mostie. It's Postman Pat.
Spotlights twirl around the darkened stage. Pat Bott is lowered from the ceiling, surrounded by a ring of gold stars. He's wearing a blue sequin suit identical to Pat's. He steps onto the stage and Mr. Carbuncle presses the Shake It button on his evil robot Boogie app on his phone.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce!
Here I am, I'm Postman Pat. I dropped your snail mail right at your mat. Your favorite postie, special delivery P.O. There you go, cheerio, cheerio.
Well, he's changed his act a bit, hasn't he?
Change for the better, Mr. Brown. The first of many. No one can stop me now.
Outside, Pat jumps down from the dressing room window, dressed in his uniform.
Ready to go, Jess?
Jess nods.
Come on then, we've got to stop that show.
They run around to the front of the theatre, a man with a clipboard.
Where do you think you're going, Pally?
I need to get in there.
We're sold out. Postman Pat's appearing tonight.
Yes, I know, but he's not... I mean, I'm Postman Pat.
You and everybody else.
Huh?
Nice try.
Homemade costume.
He don't look anything like
a line of Postman Pat wannabes and six Pat Bots. The Pat Bots' blue eyes glow red as they identify their target. Arms outstretched, they march in Pat's direction with menacing grins on their faces.
Oh, I can see there's a queue, and we don't want...
Leg it, Jess! This way!
Pat sends a theatre searchlight spinning as he and Jess sprint down an alleyway. At the other end of the passage...
More Pat Bots? Carbuncle isn't taking any chances. What do we do now, Jess? We have to get inside.
Jess looks up at a fire escape ladder.
Maneuver 17.
Jess jumps into Pat's hands. Pat launches Jess onto the out-of-reach ladder.
Hurry, Jess!
Pat leaps up and grabs onto the lowest rung, heaving himself up just as more and more Patbots surround him. He follows Jess further up the fire escape.
Oh, ha! Here they come, Jess!
The Patbots are gaining on them. On a ledge opposite, Jessbot snarls as he tracks his target and zooms in on Pat. Lasers shoot out of his eyes and hit a handrail in front of Pat.
What was that? Oh, my goodness!
Jessbot's lasers bounce off the fire escape and make holes in the brick wall either side of Pat and Jess.
He's blasting the bolts! We need to get to the top, Jess!
The fire escape rocks unsteadily as it comes away from the wall.
Quick, Jess!
Pat grabs Jess and they jump onto the roof ledge. The fire escape plummets into the alleyway, taking the Patbots with it.
Ooh, that's going to take some tidying. Mm.
Jessbot snarls as he watches them escape. On stage, Patbot is somersaulting energetically. Mr. Carbuncle looks down at his phone, evil robotic minion calling. It's Jessbot. He answers.
What do you mean you lost them? Listen to me, you ferus feline. If you don't stop them getting into this theatre, I'll have you replaced by a radio-controlled poodle.
Jessbot looks flabbergasted. Mr. Carbuncle rudely ends the call. On the adjacent roof, Pat lowers down a plank of wood to create a bridge to the theatre roof.
Well, that looks sturdy enough. Okay, Jess, follow me.
Pat climbs onto the plank and starts to inch forward, followed by Jess.
Carefully. Carefully now. Almost there.
Pat grimaces as a crack forms on the wood by his feet.
Oh, muffin.
The plank, Pat and Jess fall down towards the alley. As they move closer to the ground, they shoot back up again.
Oh, hello.
A Patbot tries to grab Pat but misses as Pat and Jess are flung back into the air by the cable they've landed on. Jessbot stalks the theatre rooftop and looks over his shoulder. Just as they disappear from view, he lifts a robotic brow. Pat and Jess bounce from cable to cable. Pat flies into the side of the theatre building and hangs onto the drainpipe.
Jess? Jess?
Pat looks up. Jess hurtles towards him, landing on his face. The drainpipe comes away from the wall and sways from side to side. Jess pounces onto an overhanging ladder which leads to the roof.
Hang on, Jess! I'm coming!
Pat leaps from the swaying drainpipe and grabs onto Jess's black and white tail.
I have not put on weight.
Jess's little white paws appear one by one on the roof ledge as he struggles to pull himself up. He scrambles and pants, then with all his might, pulls himself and Pat to safety.
Hey, we did it, Jess! Jess, I'd say we're home and dry now.
Jessbot appears.
Oh.
Jessbot's eyes light up.
Jess, run!
Jessbot shoots out laser beams from his eyes, narrowly missing Pat and Jess as they run between large air conditioning units. Pat hurdles over a beam. Hiding behind an air conditioning unit, Pat and Jess catch their breath.
That was close.
Jess blows at the white tip of his tail, which is on fire. Pat peeks out from his hiding place.
Jess, look over there. It's a way in. Come on, Jess, let's go.
Jess cowers. He and Pat turn to see Jessbot sitting atop an air vent. He shoots glowing red lasers from his eyes, which bounce off the gold Royal Mail badge on Pat's hat. Pat and Jess watch as the laser deflects all around the roof. The laser shoots into Jessbot, sending him flying in a ball of fire across the roof and down a vent shaft opposite.
Ooh, that was a bit of luck. Back to business.
A skylight.
I think I see a ladder. Oh, just out of reach. If I can jump...
Pat falls through the open skylight. Jess looks down.
Huh? I found a way down, Jess.
Listen up, it's Postman Pat. Black for the attack. Great Britain's been with my microwave hat. I'm hipper than a headphone, smarter than a smartphone. Bright red van coming straight to your postcode. I hail from Greendale. Your fools can't compete. You're weak, I'm strong, I'm king, you're calm. This Postman bringing the heat.
Rather well, don't you think, Edwin?
Huh? Oh, yes. Yes, very well indeed.
Stop! Stop the show!
This contest is a sham, and this postman isn't what he pretends to be. Postman Pat is a robot, and I can prove it.
Wilf holds the unwrapped magnet to Patbot, whose head shakes and eyes roll. His eyes and head pop out on springs, then his arms and legs, sparks flying. Patbot falls onto his back. The audience are aghast. Mr. Brown, Simon Cowbell and Mr. Carbuncle run onto the stage.
That is a robot. He's got bits in him.
Robots aren't allowed on the show.
I told you.
What is going on here? Edwin, I demand an explanation.
It must be Clifton's doing, sir. He's fooled us all. He's a cheat.
No, everybody wait, please. I can explain everything.
Jess lowers Pat down on the platform surrounded by gold stars.
Mr. Brown, sir, I'm afraid we've both made a terrible mistake.
Ah, it's just another robot. I'll make short work it. Hey, wait a minute. It was working a minute ago. Ah, this is some kind of trick.
The magnet quivers.
There's a lot of metal above my head, isn't there?
Yes.
I thought so.
Wilf zooms towards the ceiling.
You can't fool me! Robots! Get all robots!
Simon's a robot too, I'm sure of it. He's always been a robot.
Pat, my boy, I don't understand any of this. What's going on?
It's so easy to lose sight of what's important. Everything seems to be moving so quickly these days. Technology and machines have brought a lot of wonderful things into the world. Made it faster, more exciting. And being on telly, well, that's quite a thrill. But so is slowing down to play football with your son. Or coming home to a quiet dinner with family and friends. I got into this contest to win a holiday for my wife, but somewhere along the way, I forgot to take time for those I really care about. And that was a mistake. Because if the people you love aren't there to share your success, then maybe you're not that successful at all. You'd think a postman would be better at sorting things, wouldn't you?
I want to be a postman.
The director and cameraman clap along with the audience.
Good old
Simon man. Cries.
Oh, I must have something in my eye.
I've wasted my life.
But not everyone at our company feels the same way. Isn't that right, Mr. Carbuncle?
Quite right, Clifton. What matters is money and control and power. Everything STS will have once I'm running this sorry company.
No, Edwin. That's not the SDS way.
It is now.
Mr. Carbuncle touches his phone. It says Plan B. Red-eyed Patbots march into the auditorium and down the aisles towards the stage. Wilf, who's still hanging from the ceiling, points.
Robot! I knew it! Robot!
Up in the rafters, Jess's green eyes bulge as he turns his head and sees charged Jessbot clunking towards him with sparks flying out of his body. Down below, the Patbots climb onto the stage, arms outstretched towards Simon, Mr. Brown and Pat.
Stop this immediately. What are you doing?
Give me the SDS, Brown. The days of lovable, friendly mailmen helping quaint country characters with their stupid little problems is over.
The future belongs to machines. And to me!
Jess looks down at Simon, Mr. Brown and Pat, who are surrounded. Jessbot is gaining on Jess. Jess backs away.
See, I told you this would happen. Oh, if I was down there, I'd show you what for. Come up here and fight like a machine.
Oh, my allergy.
Jess jumps up onto a railing and waves his tail under Wilf's nose. Wilf sneezes and falls onto the stage, landing on Mr. Carbuncle and knocking his phone out of his hand. Someone picks it up. Simon, Mr. Brown and Pat have their backs against the wall and look frightened as the Patbots corner them. Up in the rafters, Jess backs away from Jessbot. Down below, Pat squeezes his eyes shut. The Patbots suddenly power down.
What happened? They all stopped.
Please. Easiest game ever.
Josh has Mr. Carbuncle's phone. In the rafters, Jessbot topples onto his side. Huh?
I'm so sorry, Pat. I had no idea what Edwin was up to. The special delivery service would never replace wonderful fellows like you. After all, it's the human touch that makes us a family.
This wasn't just me. There's no I in team, remember?
Yes, but there is a you in You Are Fired.
You can't do this to me. I'm the future. I'll just move to America. I'm not even a bad guy there. You'll see. I'll be back. I'll be back! I'll be back!
Nobody understands genius.
I've seen boiled hams that are less done. So if the melodrama is over, can we get back to the reality show? Postman Pat, the whole world is waiting for you to sing.
Actually, I only got into this to win my wife a holiday. And without her to sing for... Well, I'm sorry. There's really no point in me.
Pat.
Huh?
Pat.
Jess moves the spotlight, which illuminates Sarah and Julian. Julian waves up at his dad and Sarah blows a kiss. She puts her hands on Julian's shoulders and leans her head on his. All of Greendale are sat in the front two rows.
Go for it, Trent!
Pat smiles and Jess appears on stage, nuzzling into his leg.
Oh, looks like you've got something to sing for now, mate. Doesn't he, Wilf?
Aye, well, may the best man win. If you're ever looking for a manager, Pat, give me a wee call.
How about it, Pat?
Well, Jess, what do you think? All right, Simon, but I may change the act a bit.
Pat clicks his fingers, taps his foot and wiggles his hips in time to the music. Twirls Sarah around. Dorothy dances and waves at Simon. Mr. Brown does the can-can with some backing dancers. Major Forbes dances with Mr. Carbuncle's mum, who closes her eyes. When she opens them, she's surrounded by test robots. She screams and looks away. When she looks back again, Major Forbes is there. She grabs her heart and collapses on the floor. Major Forbes hops away. Jessbot and Jess dance together side by side. Jessbot sparks. Lizzie taps Pat on the shoulder and holds out her letter to Father Christmas. Pat hands the letter to the man himself. Lizzie claps her hand over her mouth in delight and hugs Father Christmas. Ben shakes Pat's hand. Mrs. Goggins and Reverend Timms do a dance routine with the backing dancers. The man dressed in a potato sack and chains joins in, falls over and wiggles off stage like a worm. Josh does some breakdancing and spins around on his head. Using his games console, Josh wakes up performing Patbot. Everyone looks worried until Patbot starts doing the robot dance. The backing dancers and Pat join in and start making waves with their arms. Wilf dances with the chat show host. They lean in for a kiss and Jess walks past. Wilf starts to sneeze. The chat show host holds a finger under Wilf's nose and he stops. Jess looks disappointed, but then smiles proudly when Wilf finally sneezes. Simon hands Pat a recording contract and two airline tickets to Italy. Pat smiles and hands the contract and tickets to Josh. Josh gives Sarah the tickets. Sarah hugs Pat. Nisha, dressed in her Trainworks train costume, moves across the stage with a group of children and RJ behind her, moving like trains. Lizzie blows on a whistle. Alf does the jive with one of his sheep. Pat strokes Jess's head and dances with Sarah and Julian. Directed by Mike Deesa. Produced by Robert Anich. Executive producers Randa S. Ayubi, David J. Corbett, Eric Ellenbogen, Doug Schwalb, Rolf Kamp, and Sarah Arnott. Supervising producer Kerry Valentine. Written by Nicole DeBuck. Story by Kim Fuller and Annika Blum. Score composed by Rupert Gregson Williams. Head of Story, Jeff Sergi. Editor, Robert David Sanders. Art Director, Richard Smytheman. Production Manager, Pam Arsenault. Music Supervisors, Mary Ramos and Holly Adams. Casting Director, Linda LaMontagne. Cast, Pat Clifton, Pat Bott, Stephen Mangan. CEO, Mr. Brown, Jim Broadbent. Josh, Rupert Grint. Wilf, David Tennant. Ronan, singing voice of Pat, Ronan Keating. Sarah Clifton, Susan Dwyden. Julian Clifton, Sandra Tellers. Ben Taylor, TJ Romini. Edwin Carbuncle, Peter Woodward. Simon Cowbell, Robert Atkin Downs, RJ Baines, Brian George, Nisha Baines, Parminder Nagra, Mira Baines, Joe Wyatt, PC Arthur Selby, Reverend Timms, Pat Wannabe 2 and Riot, N. Rytel, Mrs. Goggins and Granny, Jane Carr, Ted Glenn, Dan Hildebrand, Alf Thompson, SDS Employee 2, Darren Richardson. Every day. George Lancaster and Major Forbes, Jacob Witkin, Miss Hubbard, Crowd Lady and Pat Wannabe 3, Jean Gilpin, Dr. Sylvia Gilbertson and Lauren Taylor, Anastasia Griffith, Chat Host, Laura Solon, Dorothy Thompson, Olivia Poulet, Amy Rigglesworth, Amy Osborne, Lizzie Taylor, Becky Wright, Bill Thompson, Steve Kineman, Lucy Selby, Teresa Gallagher, Charlie Pringle, Charlie Woodward, Michael Lamb and SDS Employee 1, Kieran Elliott, Jess and UDM 3000, Mike Deeser, radio announcer Chris Evans, Craig and Not a Dalek, Craig Ferguson, escapologist Robert Anich, cameraman 1, Adam Smith, director 1, Lucy Davis, reporter and SDS Employee 3, Kelly Beckett, director 2 and stagehand 2, Julian Stone, Pat Wannabe 1, D. Bradley Baker, Paparazzi 2, Tony Curran. Supervising Music Editor, JJ George. Music Editor, Mary Parker. Orchestrated and conducted by Alistair King. Additional music, Gerrit Wunder. Technical Assistants, James Robertson and Andy Patterson. Orchestra mixed by Nick Wallage. Orchestra recorded at Lyndhurst Hall, Air Studios, London. Orchestra mixed at Wardley Studios. Music Licensing. Music License Coordinator, Mary M. Coating. Music Licensing, Johannan Vigoda and Kirsten Lane. Wright Music Limited. Additional Editing, Tiffany Hillkurtz. Assistant Editor, Shad Stack. Postman Pat based upon the original television series by Ivor Wood, created by John Cunliffe. Where would you start? Advantage Audio re-recording mixers, Melissa Ellis and Phil Brown. Dialogue editor, Robbie Smith. Sound designer, Robert Poole. Foley mixer, Roy Braverman. Foley artist, John Lampinen. ETR, Robert Pratt and Carl Hayden. Chief engineer, ADR engineer, Gordon Suffield. Studio manager, scheduling, Tammy Crosby. Voices recorded at Bang Zoom Studios. Producers, Eric P. Sherman and Keiko Sakamoto. Co-producer, Mami Okada. Business Associate, Jonathan Sherman. Project Manager, Mio Moreau. Sound Supervisor, Recording Engineer, Patrick Rodman. CIS, Assistant Engineers, John Umida and Ricardo Watson. Production Coordinators, Megumi Kunisada and AJ Gam. Nutmeg Studio Engineer, Jonathan Bloom. Soho Square Studios Original Dialogue Mixers, Adam Smith and Edward Sutton. Assistant Dialogue Mixer, Mark Hills. Studio Manager, Tom McEwen. Assistant Studio Manager, Deborah Whitfield. Sounding Suite Audio ADR Mixer, Ed Walker. ADR Coordinator, Karen Faustini. Photo Chem, Timeless Films, Rebecca Camp, Gareth Camp, John Clifford. Postman Pat, written, composed, produced and directed by Brian Daly, performed by Ken Barry. Please, Mr. Postman, performed by The Saturdays. Love in Each Day, performed by Ronan Keating. Lightning, performed by Rupert Grint. Trainworks, performed by TJ Ramini. With You, performed by Ronan Keating. Big Time, written and performed by Peter Gabriel. Really Happy Postman, written and performed by Riley Friesen and Derek Mount. Sign, Seal, Delivered, I'm Yours, performed by Ronan Keating. I Only Want to Be With You, performed by Pixie Lott. Move My Way, performed by The Vamps. Everything to Me and One of These Days, performed by Shane Phelan. SAG-AFTRA, One Union. Soundtrack available from Polydor Records UK, a division of Universal Music Operations Limited. This is a work of fiction. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Postman Pat the Movie, copyright 2014, RGH Pictures and Classic Media, all rights reserved. Audio description by Motion Picture Solutions, written and voiced by Sonia Castello-Branco.